as if there's not enough crime, not only in our state.
I can't believe this one.
But in our country, or on Earth, if you really want to break it down.
Yes, on Earth is right.
Well, now there's crime occurring in space. Astronaut Anne McLean is facing the first allegation of a crime committed in space. This is being reported by the New York Times. McLean's estranged wife, Summer Warden, accused the astronaut of accessing her bank account while on a six-month mission aboard the International Space Station. Now, the pair have been in the midst of a separation and a custody dispute over Warden's young son for the majority of the past year, according to the Times. Warden became suspicious when she says she discovered that McLean knew details about her spending. Warden, a former Air Force intelligence officer, asked the bank about the location of devices and had used her login information to recently access her account. She reportedly found that one computer network used was registered to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, which is NASA. So,
what is next?
That's out in space.
I can't believe it.
So, out in space, accessing bank accounts illegally. Wow. We're going to go to our guest to discuss this a little bit further. And we got another crazy story here for you, if we have time for it. Attorney Wendy Patrick. Wendy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Hey, good morning, Brad and Gary. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Excellent. And this is really an excellent story. You're right. I love the tease.
Oh, my goodness. As if we didn't have enough crime here on Earth, you know?
Well, that's right. And I got to say, one of the most interesting things about this story is that it's such a sign of the times and that you can commit a crime from anywhere with the advent of the Internet. You don't even need to be on the planet to commit a crime and potentially be guilty. Now, what's interesting about a case like this from a lawyer's perspective, who has jurisdiction?
Yeah.
If you're orbiting the Earth in space, what state, what country, where are you going to be prosecuted? Now, as a practical matter, it's where the impact occurs, so it'll probably be where the partner lives. But these types of things are very hard to prove in terms of intent, because one of the things that really stands out to me here on this story is the accused is basically professing her innocence. Where? On Twitter. Where else? That's where we sort of have these arguments of legal disputes.
Yeah.
But it's harder to prove these kinds of economic crimes than you might think, because it's usually a question of intent. And regardless of where the account was accessed from, here the astronaut admits she accessed it from space, we still have to prove that she intended to defraud. She intended to steal from her partner.
Mm. How do you win? Who's going to be the winner?
Well, right, circumstantial evidence usually is the name of the game. But, you know, this is just another one of those cases where it is getting enhanced attention because of the unusual, otherworldly circumstances, shall we say. But when it comes down to it, it really is a very straightforward case of alleged identity theft. We'll see what happens.
So there's no precedence. I mean, because this is the first time it's ever happened in outer space. Number one, does this case even have legs, or will it just be dismissed? And number two, I mean, like you just said, can it be even proven that there was malice?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. Both of those questions are so great because we could be asking those questions if I were sitting in a cubicle next to you in your studio and I did the exact same thing that this woman did from space. So I love the fact that this story is so basic and so simple factually, but circumstantially in terms of where the bank account was accessed from, it is truly a sign of the times. Somebody accesses your information, it just goes to show you they could be sitting right next to you at work, or they could be actually circling the Earth in a satellite.
That is what happened here. Absolutely
unreal.
Yeah. All right, so there's another story here. Let me kind of get into the details of this. A French couple is facing years of jail time after stealing almost 90 pounds of sand from Sardinia, the Italian island known for its picturesque beaches. The alleged thieves told police They were taking the sand home because they wanted to keep it as a souvenir, Italian media reported on Monday. According to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera, two French citizens poured white sand into 14 plastic bottles from Chia, a beach in southern Sardinia, and put them in the trunk of their SUV. The couple wanted to take it home as a memory of their vacation, but instead were caught on a ferry en route to Toulon, France. The pair was charged with theft under aggravated circumstance for having stolen from a public beach, and now they face between 1 and 6 years of jail time, according to the report. All right, so I guess the first thing that comes to mind is, all right, so you see this beautiful white sand, and who hasn't been on vacation somewhere, whether you were in Italy or wherever, and you see this crystal clear blue water, and you see this white sand,
and want to take it home.
Well, you could take a little, you know, like a little like, you know, those nips, you could take a little nip filled with
absolutely.
Sand, and they probably would get away with it pretty easily. There's a difference between that, though, and 90 pounds of sand. It can't be just as a souvenir, could it not?
No, this looks like possession for sale. Sand stealing is illegal. It is one thing to say, hey, I picked up a shell, and I'm going to take it home as a souvenir from Hawaii or from wherever. But this much sand, it looks like they're going to sell it. Now, you don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're populating a beach in their backyard, and they're going to use it for their personal use. But this is more than a memory. Remember, that was the defense. They're just taking it home as a memory.
19
it's
pounds.
One of the reasons that... Yeah, well, it's more than a memory if you're going to either use it completely or sell it, because it has value being taken from a public beach in an exotic part of the world that is known for its picturesque beaches. So that is why you see this couple being charged with theft under, and listen to the language, aggravating circumstances.
Oh.
Now, having said all of that, it sounds really bad, but are they really going to go to jail for between 1 and 6 years? I don't know. Maybe the laws are very strict over there. But I know that here in the States, we often talk in terms of maximum penalties, not in terms of likely penalties.
Oh.
One might imagine it's the same over there, but I got to tell you, I practice law here, not over there. This couple better hope that that is simply the expression of the worst case scenario as opposed to what they are likely to face if they're convicted.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so 90 pounds in 14 plastic bottles. You mentioned something where it's obviously not much more than just a souvenir, and that apparently sand stealing is pretty rampant, which I wasn't even aware of. What are people doing with this sand?
They're probably selling it.
A lot of them are selling it.
Yeah, to whom and for what?
Well, if it comes from an exotic place, and, you know, I'll give the example of having visited Egypt when I was younger. And before I went to Egypt, everybody said, bring me some sand. You know, there's a market for almost anything. And that's especially true if you have an exotic location and a difficult to acquire item. So it's different than just saying, hey, it's for us. It's a little bit. It's in a little vial. It was the sheer volume, the sheer quantity that really looked suspicious. And I don't know about you, but I, you know, as a lawyer, I'm going to follow this and see what exactly ends up happening to this couple and what, if anything, they actually plead guilty to. It's a fascinating case because so many people pick up and take home souvenirs. You got to imagine there was a distinction made here between personal use and possession for sale, just like if we were talking about drugs.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, what's interesting here is that if you say people collect sands from all over the world, you can get a small vial, and I think that's the example that you just gave a moment ago, and use that and divvy that up, if you will.
I got about 10 seconds left. Let me just say that possession for sale of almost anything you swipe as a souvenir is likely to be problematic. So it is best to be very judicious in what you think you can take. A soap from a hotel room is one thing, a shell from the beach, but as you say, 14 bottles of sand is probably a little bit over the limit.
I wonder if that's going to another beach.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Wendy, thanks for your time this morning.
We
appreciate
thank
that.
You
got it.